Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I've got a positive note for you. Listen, I know we're all looking for a little something here with what the hell they're going to do in Green Bay. Dude, Packers' best lineman is Kenny Clark. He is out. He's not playing. That puts a hell of a lot of pressure on a bunch of guys you've never heard of, unless you're a Kingsley Kiki fan. The point is, Kenny Clark is a no-go Sunday. So, obviously, Lions have their own problems. That's the difference, though. You don't hear about other teams, and you don't hear about teams cry about it. So, everyone has injuries. Why is it important? Well, before we go over your injuries, look, the whole idea here is you're going to have to run the football. It's clear as day. You cannot put this defense on the field. You can't lose the time of possession. Kenny Clark not playing is a huge help to you. So before we were going to go down the list of your injuries and how scared we are, I thought that was at least one positive, because Kenny Clark is a handful. He is a very good football player. That's a big, big help to the Lions that he is out. David, go ahead down the list, though, and then me and Rico can kind of sort it all out.
So we are still waiting on the final list and who what the game designations are. But going into practice, no sign of Galladay today or Trufant. Joe Dahl was added to the injury list, which is huge because Vitae still not practicing. He was on the side doing work, but no Vitae, maybe no Joe Dahl for this game. And that doesn't look good for the Lions, and they're missing cornerbacks as well. Okuda did practice fully today, though.
See, Rico, this is the interesting thing. And we talked briefly yesterday about it. So now you look at this and you go, all right, the guy who wasn't ready to play last week, even if he was healthy, is going to be your lead corner. Trufant's not going to play. Coleman's on the IR. That's a very scary proposition. Vitae not playing. Look, I just can't go crazy about it because, frankly, I thought the O-line did a really nice job last week. Like, they protected Stafford and they ran the ball well. I'm not going to freak out about Vitae.
No, they did. They neutralized Mac, so, yeah.
Didn't even hear his name outside of when he was yelling at his teammates.
I think he made, like, one big play in the second half, but that was about it. So, they gave Stafford time. It was just, opened up running holes. I mean, Peterson was able to run the ball. Looked like for a second he was going to hit 100 yards. It was just a meltdown at the end of the game in the fourth quarter that killed this team.
But what do you make of it, though? Like, when we look at this, isn't this a game where, for no reason on the field, the SOL seems really strong?
It does, Mike.
It's like they're going to win out of spite.
Right. It's everything on paper. Even the O-lineman that Green Bay's going to be missing. Lions are missing so much in the secondary. That's Aaron Rodgers on the other side. That's not Mitchell Trubisky. I expect to see more of what Trubisky did in the fourth quarter for all four quarters against the Packers. Lions logic says they win, Mike, but the smart bet is saying that the Packers will come out and they'll win, and they'll win this thing easily because you won't be able to guard the receivers coming out whoever they line up. So it's concerning, but yes, I understand. Same old Lions in effect right now. And for somebody to sit here and say, you know what, the Lions are going to win because this is what they always do, I couldn't argue that point with you.
No, it makes no sense. Yeah. Patricia's played the pack tough. I don't know.
You have to be from Detroit in order to understand why the Lions could go in and beat Green Bay. Because to anybody else, they're going to look and say, come on, you don't understand. That's Rodgers. You guys don't have a secondary. Your rookie's not even going to play. Well, if he does, he's not going to play that much. Yeah, but you got to be from Detroit to understand these are the games they win.
Well, and the problem is it's not about playing well or playing close. It's not like we're talking about covering the spread. It's can they win? I just look at it and I go, all right, it's week two in the NFL. You can't fall to 0-2. They haven't quit on this coach. I mean, you got enough guys who drink the Kool-Aid here, the Patriot Kool-Aid, that they still buy in. And the Packers aren't as good as they were last week. That's pretty clear. And you look at just no matter what, how many times have we gone through this with, oh, they're going to play Green Bay. They have no shot. And what happens? They're up in the fourth quarter. I really wonder if Lion fan looks at this the way we do. Nothing on paper says they should win.
No.
Nothing. But it's the National Football League. And look, yeah, if you're looking at the point spread, the problem for me, it puts me in a very uncomfortable position. I'm probably going to have to bet the Lions this weekend. The spread should be 3 or 3.5. It's going to end up being 6.5, 7. It's too big.
Mike,
it's too
many points. This is one of those, I think Vegas knows what they're talking about. This is one of those games that disconnect, don't go same old Lions, bet with your head, and this is the one that Green Bay has. On a different note, it was funny because I thought about you and conversations that we had. And watching the game last night, and they were talking about Kareem Hunt, and I was like, oh, what a pickup they got. In a seventh round pick. And yeah, he was for a seventh round pick that the Browns picked him up for. Like, wow. He would have looked nice in Honolulu blue and silver.
Well, and I know it's a separate note. I come away really impressed with Burrow. Really impressed with him. I mean, putting a rookie out there with no offensive line and asking him to throw it 60 times, that's. I got to be honest, dude. I know they didn't win either game. He keeps battling. They're playing for him. Dude, Burrow looks like the goods early.
Yes.
I don't want to overreact to it by any means, but gee whiz, he looks good.
I mean, was it so Mahomes, Milton, Burrow?
What?
Mahomes, Milton. It was Milton.
Milton, Burrow? What the hell
no,
are you talking
Milton
about?
And then Burrow.
Oh, I thought you said Milton Burrow. No. Like, what?
Mahomes Milton Burrow.
God. That's a strong name right there.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I didn't know Milton Burrow played.
No.
Jesus.
Joe Milton.
I was so confused. No, David, come on, man. You worked with us for a decade. You look at this game. There is no reason that they should win this game, but are you looking at this and going, I wonder on Sunday that we're going to be watching a Lion team that they played under their capabilities last week and now this week they rise above it? Or are you like Rico, you just think they're going to pound town?
Well, I'm with you because I just looked at it again and I was just telling Kenny, you look at the last four games, of course, one of them was a blowout, but every game was close. The biggest deficit was 8 points in a win that they had against Green Bay in 2018. So because of that, yeah. They somehow play them close under Patricia, and I think that they're going to play way better than they did last week, and it's going to be an anomaly. It really will look like that because the fans will be wondering, why couldn't you do that against the Bears? Why couldn't you close out that kind of lead and you do this against the Packers?
I think we're stretching and reaching here.
Hold on. Let me ask the people then. This is a good thing, Rico. Are we falling for a trap here? I mean, it's no secret. I hate Matt Patricia and Quinn, and I want them both gone. But I can still identify how the league works. I can identify that they have this team's number, that they are able to outperform the odds. They're able to outperform the talent gap. And I think it's huge that Kenny Clark's not playing for Green Bay and that you're going to run the football. I just, people, am I falling for a trap in using SOL as the only defense mechanism for why I think they're going to be in this game? Or are you feeling the same way too? It's a very simple question. Hey, Rico's probably going to be right. No, it's going to be they're going to lose. They're going to lose by double digits. They're not going to cover. They're not going to come close. My whole point is I'm not just talking about coming close. I've got a weird feeling I'm going to watch this game at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and they're going to trick around and win because it makes no sense, because it's the National Football League, because the Washington football team beat the Philadelphia Eagles, because of things like that, right? Because things happen that make no sense. Mitch Trubisky overcoming a 23-6 deficit. Things happen that don't make any sense. Denver and Tennessee and four missed field goals. Like, the NFL is that league. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking myself into it because I'm so scared they're going to ruin it and I'm going to be stuck with Patricia for eternity.
And Mike, that's, I think, exactly what you're doing. This is the Quintricia rake right in front of you, waiting for you to walk right into this thing. Don't overthink this. Don't.
248-539-9797, plus your thoughts on Milton Berle. Straight up, do you believe SOL plays a factor here? I can't believe that's the way I heard it. I go, Milton Berle? What the hell's that got to do with Joe Burrow? But seriously, what are you going to see on Sunday? Only Lion fans, and Rico's right, only in this town could we have this conversation. No one else. They'd view it like, what are these aliens talking about? But are you getting the SOL feeling, or do you think this team's going to go up there and get pounded on?
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.